says, I'm Dame Madam Madadam or something like that. And you've caught me during my morning tea. Good thing you did, though. It's going to be a busy day today. I've got a 9 o'clocker with Val Kilmer and his goldfish Iceman. Poor Val is convinced his fish thinks Val's living in the past. Then at 10 o'clock, I must break it to Richard Gere why his hamsters won't come out of their cage anymore. And then, hopefully, time permitting, I can squeeze in Mrs. Dick Clark, who suddenly can't keep her husband from peeing on the cup. Why, I might not be done before noon today. Will it ever end, loves? I swear, some days I wish my extraordinary gift might have never come to me in that vision. What's that, love? How did it come to me? My gift, you mean? Well, I suppose I've got some time to tell you before my first client arrives. The year was 1975. I was lying in me bed with me 9th husband, Arthur, when my 10th husband entered the room. He was so angry he tried suffocating me with a pillow when he noticed I wasn't alone. In the midst of our skirmish, I rode off the bed and struck me head on a chew toy. I yelled for me dog to leave mummy's dildos alone. Well, it struck me. I couldn't tell if this dildo-gnawing poop machine was remorseful for having gobbled mommy's crotch critter, or if he was simply planning his next nut bath. Well, then it hit me. Pets are just stupid. Almost as stupid as American celebrities. Difference being, American celebrities have money. So much money, they just as soon spend it on mink toilet paper for their lapso-upso than a starving child in Zimbabwe. Well, I wrote my 12th husband a Dear John letter and escaped the island to live in Hollywood, California. And what can I tell you? Me pet psychic business has simply taken off. I charge $3,000 per psychic reading and am booked solid till the year 2014. Why, Vivica A. Fox just recently bought a tortoise just so she knew a pet would still be alive by the time her appointment arrived. Oh, I am good.
Excuse me, madam?
Oh, joy, my first appointment's here. Now you can watch me in action, loves. I'm here, Rosie, I'm here.
Hi, dear madam.
Hello, Miss Perez, and hello to you, little girl.
Boy.
Boy.
His name is Speedy.
Speedy the Chihuahua. How desperately cliche for a Puerto Rican.
Excuse me?
Oh, nothing, dear. Now, what seems to be the problem with poor Speedy?
I don't know. I think he's trying to tell me something.
Well, of course he is. They're always trying to tell us something, love. Now, let's see. I'm feeling something. Is there anyone in your home who speaks Spanish?
Sí, oh my gosh, this is so cool. I speak Spanish. Y mi hermanos, y mi hermanas, mi padre, mi madre. We all habla español.
Well, don't. He hates it.
He does?
Sí. Now, what else am I feeling here? I'm seeing the color blue, love. The color blue.
Blue? I don't think so. I hate blue.
Anything blue. A sweater, a blanket, some wallpaper, anything.
Nada. I mean, no. I don't think so.
Something blue, love. I'm seeing it. A cup, a toothbrush, some flip-flops, anything.
No.
A hat. Some Skittles. Windex. Something blue, bitch. I'm sorry. But it is a common color. Anything blue?
I think I bought some breath mints. Cool mint flavor. They come in a blue can.
Well, that must be it then, love. Yes, I do believe that's it. Well, don't buy them anymore. He doesn't like them. Now, is there anyone around the house who has big, large, floppy breasts?
Yes, I do. I have very large, floppy breasts.
And he loves them, dear. He really does.
Really?
Oh, yes, love. He says, carry me around, Mommy, between your breasts. Oil them up and dance around the house if you wish. Yes, indeed, he loves them. But he would like it if you would stop wearing tank tops in public. See, Speedy thinks that not everyone wants to be reminded of how large and real your breasts actually are, and that maybe some so not so fortunate in that area would prefer you wore an overcoat the next time you came in her office.
Speedy wants that, huh?
Oh, yes, love. He's very talkative today.
Okay.
Well, look at that. Your time is up, love. Please see the cashier on the way out. Oh, and Speedy says that just one of Dame Madam's diamond-studded collars simply isn't enough. Goodbye, love. See you next time, slut. Okay, who's next?
Hey, Dame Madam.
Gary Busey. How are you, love?
I'm good for a guy being chased by KGB.
Oh?
It's Buddy Holly I'm worried about.
Well, you should be, love. He's been dead for quite some time.
What? No, not that Buddy Holly. He's living on a mountain training for motocross nationals. I'm talking about my cat, Buddy Holly.
Oh, well, hello there, love. Come to Dame Madam. I feel sorry for you. Yes, I do. What seems to be the problem with Buddy Holly?
I don't know. He's always staring at me. And if not me, like a bouncing ball of yarn or a spider on the wall. Always staring. It just ain't normal, you know what I'm saying? So I was wondering if you could, you know, talk to him and tell me what he's looking for all those times.
Probably escape route, love.
What's that?
Oh, nothing, love. Let's see. I'm seeing something, a vision. Does Buddy Holly tend to like food?
Yeah. Yeah, he does. Pretty regular, too.
Yep. He's telling me he likes food. He likes fishy food. Tuna, maybe?
Well, it's as if you're staring through a window to his soul.
Oh, it's coming to me now. Does Buddy Holly happen to be uncomfortable around dogs?
Hot damn, you nailed him. Bring a dog around and old Buddy Holly run like he's being chased by knife-wielding Taiwanese cross-dressers with 4-5-40 speed, even in combat boots.
I think your cat's fine, Mr. Busey. I'd keep feeding him, and I would probably keep him away from dogs, and I'll bet you'll see a happier kitty.
And the staring?
If he doesn't stop in a week, come back to see me.
Oh, I will. You're brilliant, Dame Madam.
Oh, and one last thing. Buddy Holly never wants you to bring him back to see Dame Madam again. He'd rather have your son do it, or maybe that fat kid from your failed TV show, or even Osama bin Laden, rather than you. He knows it sounds strange, but he'd just prefer it. It would make Buddy Holly so happy.
Wow. I don't care what the Russians tell me. You're worth every penny.
Goodbye, Mr. Busey. Helen, I'm leaving. Tell Mr. Kilmer and Gear and Mrs. Clark I'll have to reschedule. I'm going shopping.